USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Now he's testifying before the group in his response to the Mueller report. Shortly after Barr released a summary letter about the report, Special Counsel Robert Mueller wasn't too happy and wrote a letter to the Attorney General voicing some concerns about the letter. The AG says he spoke to Mueller after receiving that letter.
I called Bob and said, you know, what's the issue here? And I asked him if he was suggesting that the March 24th letter was inaccurate. And he said no, but that the press reporting had been inaccurate and that the press was reading too much into it.
Venezuelans are taking to the streets today in what opposition leader Juan Guaido claims to be the largest march in their history. This comes after Guaido called for Venezuelan military forces to take out President Nicolas Maduro. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90 pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
The South Central U.S. is cleaning up after dozens of tornadoes tore through the region. Severe thunderstorms rolled across the region Tuesday, bringing hail, floods, and tornadoes. At least 25 tornadoes were reported across Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. So far, no reports of any fatalities. Texas lawmakers are trying to reduce penalties for having and smoking marijuana, but the effort faces an uncertain future. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Texas House has approved a bill to make possession of less than an ounce of marijuana a Class C misdemeanor, and that would bring it the same penalty as traffic tickets. The bill would also let people ticketed for minor pot possession seek to have the conviction cleared after 1 year. But the bill now goes to the state Senate, and that's where Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick controls the agenda, and Patrick said as recently as last month he strongly opposes weakening any laws against marijuana.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
As the calendar turns from April to May, many folks are wondering what sort of weather we can expect for the next month. Well, I had a chance to chat with AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg.
Kind of looks as if the Northwest is going to be on the warm and dry side of the ledger, and it looks like most of the nation from the Mississippi Valley on east will also be somewhat warmer than normal. Not necessarily excessively hot, but just on the warm side of normal. The place that looks to be coolest will be from the western plains into the central and southern Rockies in the southwest, where temperatures could average 2 to maybe 3 degrees below normal for the month of May. As we look at precipitation across the country, we're expecting this wet weather pattern that we've been seeing across the southern plains to persist into the month of May, and probably along the western Gulf Coast, maybe into Florida, and also above normal precipitation across the central and southern Rockies. By contrast, there may be some good news. Those areas that have been very beleaguered with a lot of wet weather across the Midwest and Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic states should gradually see a downturn of precipitation and maybe actually have a period of dry weather mid to late month.
And finally, New York City has a road named after Sesame Street to honor the iconic show's 50th anniversary. Mayor Bill de Blasio, Big Bird, and the cast and characters are on hand in the Upper West Side, where they renamed 63rd Avenue by Broadway Sesame Street. Sesame Street has been filmed in Queens since the early 1990s. You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.